are in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I am Cameron Heron, and it's time for your June 16th edition of Valley Talk. And today I've got a very special guest on the phone. We've got Libby Boucher of the United Way. How are you doing, Libby?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing all right on this Friday as well. So you're here to talk about the United Way Golf Tournament.
Correct. We are back after a brief hiatus of actually 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
And so we are doing our golf tournament. It is our final big fundraiser for our 2023 fundraising campaign for the United Way. It will be next Thursday. So we've got an 8 a.m. registration with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. And we still have room for some teams. So that's why we're talking today. We still have room for teams. We still have room for whole sponsors. Frankly, we will take your money right up until, you know, the day after.
Yeah. So that is at Minocqua Golf Course, I would assume?
Correct.
And what day is the tournament?
Thursday. So next Thursday, the 22nd
okay.
of June.
So
yeah, June, I know, is a busy month. Everybody mm-hmm. kind of has decided that that's when we need to have our golf tournaments. So
yeah,
we're in there too.
There's definitely quite a bit of golf tournaments. I know that, I believe the Pirates fundraiser one's coming up. We had the Blue Line one, I think, last week. So lots of stuff.
Yep, and Team Backers is today for UMC. So
yes. I think my dad's.
There is a lot of golf to be had in Crookston in June.
For sure. I think June and even July is pretty busy, because I think that's when like the Sugar Beet one is. So there's a lot going on. 4th of July tournament, which isn't really a fundraiser, but lots of stuff. And is this something that, like, if people wanted to show up the day of and there's still spots open, they could...
If it's still spots open, ideally we would like people to pre-register,
mm-hmm.
And they can do so by either emailing us at exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. They can contact us via our Facebook page. They can check our website, which is unitedwayofcrookston.org, and go to our events tab. And so there are all sorts of ways. They can call the office and leave us a message at 281-1715. So there are all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. It's teams of four, and we're only doing 18 teams, so we have two teams per hole starting.
Mm-hmm.
We and hole sponsorships, $100 gets your name on a sign at a hole. So, again, this is our last big fundraiser. Hopefully it's our last fundraiser. If we make goal, we won't have to do any more. So we would really, really like to fill all those slots. We would like to raise all that money. We've got some great raffles. We're selling raffle tickets for a couple of meat bundles from Hugo's. So for all your barbecuing needs, you can get a whole bunch of meat from Hugo's. And we're also doing a 50-50 raffle. So obviously the more of those tickets we sell, the higher mm-hmm. the prize. And we'll have random drawings throughout the day for, some cool stuff. We've got some swag bags set up and ready to go. We will have donuts and coffee in the morning provided by Hugo's.
Nice.
And we'll have a lunch provided as well. So it's a good day. Four people, $300 for a full day worth of golf and food and prizes and raising money. Like I said, the last, we're 10%. We need about $10,000. Excuse me, not 10%. We have 7% left to raise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we would love to go right over the top here, coming up next week.
Yeah, and as someone who does golf frequently, I can tell you right now that Minocqua is looking like it is in great shape, mostly green grass, nice and plush, looking real nice. I'm sure they're going to roll the greens before the tournament, and it's going to be a nice day and nice conditions.
See, so grab a couple of friends and come and golf for us. Tell Chris to give you next Thursday off so you can come and golf.
I might have to. We'll see. and of course, I'll also say, like, for these, like, I assume it's a scramble tournament, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, for anyone who may think, like, I'm not that great at golf. Like, no, these scramble tournaments are mostly about the fun, playing with, your friends or your family, and definitely always more these tournaments are a lot more of a casual experience and more about, you know, the golf
exactly.
and the fun. Yeah.
It's for people like me who golf with more enthusiasm than they do skill.
Yeah. So don't feel like there's going to be overly competitive people, and it's all about the fun. Scrambles are always fun, and there's
and it's just, this is about, you know, us, this is our kind of our summer fundraiser, our one, because we have four big ones throughout the year, and this is one of them. And you know, again, as most people know, what the United Way in Crookston does is we raise money to support, you know, 20 plus programs that operate and make life better here in the Crookston area. We do Imagination Library. We do the Food Shelf. We do Meals on Wheels. We do Patch Homework Assistance. Really, one of our programs touches everybody in Crookston's life. You know, really, and that's what we do. We do the fundraising so that these organizations and programs don't have to spend as much time fundraising. They can concentrate more on doing what their mission is. And so we take that burden off of them. And so we raise the money so that we can write checks and give the money to, you know, like I said, 20 plus programs in the Crookston area that just make a difference and make life better.
Yeah. All that stuff sounds pretty awesome. What were some of the other fundraising events that you did throughout the summer?
Well, our official fundraising campaign starts every fall. Our first real kickoff event is our soup and chili cook-off. Well, actually, we're just calling it the cook-off because this past year we did hot dish and those salads that aren't really salads but have a lot of cool whip in them.
Yeah.
So we're going to alternate that. So some years it'll be soup and chili and some years it'll be hot dishes. Mm-hmm. And then we do a huge online auction during the Christmas season, right? First week of November, usually we do that, first or second week of November. And we get amazing gifts donated from businesses all over Crookston. And then it goes for 2 weeks, and then people auction or, you know, bid on those items. That's our one of our big ones. We have Dine Out Week is a slightly smaller one, but really awesome because the local restaurants in town agree to fundraise during a week of the last week of January, usually. That's a smaller fundraiser. And we have Jail and Bail, which is another one that has moved online, which is super fun. We put a whole bunch of local folks in pretend jail, and they have to raise $100 to get out. And that one's a really good one for us. And then our last, but not least, big one is the golf tournament.
Yeah, for sure. So, working out at the golf course, that was always a pretty big tournament. Lots of prep work that we did with all the sponsors and stuff. That was one of the ones we really prepared for, and that'll be it'll be a great weekend.
It's exciting, and you know, and Zach and Brandon are, you know, our new golf club mm-hmm. owners out there. And I've known Brandon forever, and I'm excited to see what kind of they're doing out there. I've seen the menu or the pictures they've been putting up on the food that they've got out there at the kitchen, and everything looks delicious.
Yeah.
So. It's like I said, this is our final push, and you know, if not, we'll be back talking about another fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping that this is the last big push that gets us over the top.
Obviously,
and like I said, we've got room for teams, we've got mm-hmm. room for whole sponsors, or if somebody just wants to write us a check and you know, fund the whole darn tournament, we could do that too.
And yeah, obviously 93% of the goal's always a solid amount, but yeah, for sure, definitely a good chance this weekend to reach that goal, I would say.
Next weekend, the 22nd.
Next weekend, my apologies.
Next Thursday. So we're going, that's why I'm excited. This is the first time I've run a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little nervous because I'm not an avid golfer. So I have a lot to learn. And I'm really excited about it. You know, I really appreciate that Hugo's is giving us both prizes and donuts. And, you know, to the help that we get from Brandon and Zach on just helping me run a tournament and we'll learn a lot, and I'm hoping to see, you know, 18 teams. We had slots for 18 teams, and we've got a few left. I think we've got like 8 or 9 left. So there are still some teams that, you know, can absolutely sign up. So it's teams of 4. And we would really, really love to see full slots there.
Yeah, it's good to see all the members of the community coming together for a great cause, you know, Hugo's and all the other sponsors. It's good to see them.
Crookston itself. Crookston is a wonderful supporter of the United Way, I think, because they know the money that United Way raises stays to help in Crookston. We don't send our money off to some head office somewhere and hope we get a percentage of our money raised back. The money that we raise in Crookston and the Crookston area and the Crookston community stays here to help where the money's raised. I think people really appreciate that they know where the money's going. We're a very small office. There's only 2 of us, and we only work 3 days a week just because we want to keep our expenses down so that we have more money to give away. That's the whole goal. That's why we do what we do, is we raise money so that we can give it away. This year we had the wonderful, wonderful experience of having extra money to give away. And so I got the really fun job of being able to call all of our agencies and say, what's on your wish list? What's something you've been putting off? What's something you've been hoping to be able to do but can't afford? Tell us, because we have extra money this year. And we were able to give, I think, 6 or 7 of our agencies an item from their wish list, that's my favorite meeting that we have every year with our board is our allocation meeting, because we get to sit there this is my 3rd year with the United Way, and every year that I've been there, we've been able to fund everybody for the amount that they asked for. We didn't have to cut anybody a little short because we were short on money, and that's the goal, is I want to be able to, you know, each of these agencies that come to us, I want to be able to say, yes, you know, you asked us for $5,000, here's $5,000. And so it was really fun this year to be able to call them and say, we got extra money. You know, what do you want? So this year we're funding, Tri-Valley Bus is transporting kids from to and from the Eat United program, the summer food program up at Highland Complex, at the Ray Epkin Complex. We were able to fix the ice machine on one of the patient floors at the Benedictine Living Community. It's something, you know, it seems like a small thing, but it's a big thing. We were able to fund the Ride Along Player Along program at the high school, where kids who want to participate in extracurricular activities, but mom and dad work weird hours and can't pick them up or drop them off at a practice or an event. So we helped fund that. So it was just really exciting to be able to make those phone calls, because Crookston was so generous and pushed us well over the top last year, to be able to do those little extras for our agencies and for our programs. And it was just a really fun experience to be able to do that this year. And like I said, we're so close to our goal. We're 93%. Mm-hmm. We're like $10,000 away from our full goal. So these final pushes, that's what we're aiming for. So we were hoping that the golf tournament is the one that's going to push us right over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so many great things you were just talking about there. Gosh, just lots of, you know, United Way really, really helping out the community, and you love to see that. Got anything else for us today here on Valley Talk, Libby?
That's what I've got. You know, we're kind of getting ready to start planning our 2024 campaign. I think we'll probably do the soup and chili cook-off again this year, because everybody loves soup in October. Frankly, I like soup 12 months a year, so I'm one of those.
For sure.
But we'll be looking that way again. You know, our eye is always a few months down the road as we plan things. So, you know, that's where we are. United Way is always here. We are always, you know, in the community. We are always raising money for, you know, those programs, the Care and Share, the Food Shelf, Meals on Wheels, Hospice. You know, really, we touch a lot of lives. And you may not even know necessarily, but we've probably touched everybody in Crookston some way or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what we want to keep trying to do.
Yeah. And before we let you go, you want to remind everyone exactly what this golf tournament is, what like where it is and what day?
The golf tournament is next Thursday, June 22nd. Registration, you'll be able to come in and check in and get all set to go starting at 8 a.m. The shotgun start is at 9. And again, you can email me at exec@unitedwayofcrookston.org. You can message us on Facebook to register. You can call the office, and the number is 281-1715. Or you can download the registration form from our website, which is unitedwayofcrookston.org. So there's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. Quickest and easiest might be Facebook Messenger. Let me know and we'll get you registered and signed up and hopefully we see a whole bunch of teams out there on Thursday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you for joining us here today, Libby. Hope you have a great day and hope that tournament has a very nice turnout.
Thanks so much, Cam. You have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.